Next patient is Lois King. The last name is K-I-N-G. First name, L-O-I-S. 79-year-old white female that is following the practice because of CKD that has been oscillated between stage 3B and stage 4. The patient had a renal artery stenosis in the right kidney that has been treated with the placement of stent by Dr. Chimchak. The patient continues to take aspirin and Plavix. That is evidence of a benign adenoma in the same side. The patient was evaluated at the Mayo Clinic, and she was diagnosed with hyperaldosteronism. The patient has been placed on spironolactone and has been followed by us closely. She has been taking a potassium supplementation of 20 milliequivalents of daily basis, and the protein creatinine ratio has been with a normal range. Today, the patient comes for a follow-up, and we are happy to see that the patient has lost 14 pounds of body weight. The blood pressure has been under control, and the comprehensive metabolic profiles showed a significant improvement in the kidney function. The estimated GFR is up to 30 mL per minute. The creatinine is down from 2.4 to 1.7. The albumin is 4.3. The patient has a potassium of 4.8 and a CO2 of 25, a chloride of 107. And a sodium of 146. The patient is compensated. She is feeling much better. The protein creatinine ratio is 182 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Number two. The patient has a history of arterial hypertension that is no longer present. The blood pressure is 120 over 56. We're going to continue with the same approach. Following number, it used to have metabolic acidosis. The patient CO2 is within normal range. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Following number, hyperparathyroidism that was treated with parathyroidectomy, the BTH is 46. There is no evidence of hypocalcemia. In general, the patient has a remarkable comeback. She's more stable. She's CKD stage 3B, A1. I spent 10 minutes reviewing the lab in the face-to-face 18 minutes, documentation, 8 minutes.